the great Peacock King, Simu, all masters, Dharma educators, Dharma teachers, Dharma lecturers, assistant Dharma teachers, leaders of chapters, all disciples watching over the internet, may all be auspicious. The Bardo annual ceremony this year, we transmitted the Dharma practice of the great Peacock King, Mahamayuri Vidyarajni. So I've transmitted the Dharma, and this Dharma practice is considered as a great Dharma. Because he's the equal body of Vairocana. So it's the same as Vairocana. And the transformation body of Amitabha Buddha. Because in the Western Paradise, there are many peacocks. It's mentioned in the Amitabha Sutra. So they were the transformations of Amitabha Buddha, and the function body of Sakyamuni Buddha. Because Sakyamuni Buddha, in one of his past lives, was once a peacock king. So that's the functional body of Sakyamuni Buddha, transformation body of Amitabha Buddha, and the equal body of Vairocana Buddha. And because of these three Buddhas, Vairocana, Amitabha, and Sakyamuni, so their Dharma power combined can transform the fixed karma. So fixed karma that usually cannot be escaped can be changed. And one more thing, one other point is that in his altar there are also seven Buddhas above. So the Kanakamuni, Kashyapa, Sakyamuni Buddha, Visubha, the past seven Buddhas. Are included in the Mahamayuri's altar or mandala. And the future Buddhas, the Maitreya Buddha, is also included. And then the heavenly realms, the solitary hearers, the Pratyeka Buddhas, the 12 and 28 planetary deities, and the 9. So these were all family of the Mahamayuri, just like a great mandala. So it's very rare that one Buddha can change fixed karma, but utilizing the power of all the Buddhas can transform or change the fixed karma. So this is the majestic power, the boundless power of Mahamayuri. And he also includes the four accomplishments practices. Like we know, the auspicious fruit is to increase our wisdom and our merits. That's the auspicious fruit. Or the Buddha's fruit is to increase our good affinity. With those who have affinity with us, we would gather together, and without the affinity, then they would go separate ways. So people who are happy together and get along well, then they would be together, and those who don't get along with each other, then they would naturally go separate ways. So that's the Dharma power. So by practicing this Buddha's fruit practice, you attain its great power. Then in the future, like in America, like McDonald's, oh, like Madonna, you can become like a Madonna or Michael Jackson, or Jay Chou, which is the singer in Taiwan that has a lot of fans. And next, he also holds the lotus blossoms. Lotus has the power of bardo deliverance. So the spirits can be guided to rise to the pure lands. And the lotus blossoms also has the power of purifications. So a lot of calamities and sicknesses or illnesses can be eradicated through the lotus. And last, he also has the power of subjugation. That's the peacock feathers. So the peacock feathers has the power of subjugation. So you can avoid natural disasters due to the water, fire, wind, and earth. So that's the Dharma power of the Mahamayuri. You know that. So those who can obtain the empowerment are those with great merits. Only those with great merits can obtain the empowerment. And I don't know when I would be able to confer another empowerment, except if I perform or conduct Mahamayuri ceremonies. You can regard Mahamayuri as your personal deity or Yidam, or you can treat him or her as your protector, because he's in the category of the Vidyarajna or Vidyaraja, Dharma protectors. So Mahamayuri represents Vairocana, Amitabha Buddha, and Sakyamuni Buddha. So your personal deities is just so great, too great. Those who have not obtained the empowerment, then you have to wait for the next ceremony. But when would that be? That would be hard to say. Because everything is predestined, right? That underneath, actually, there's this underlying predestiny. The fact that we can be together, like Masters here now, and you're receiving the empowerment, so because you have this affinity, and those without the affinity, even after listening to this great Dharma, they don't know the benefits of obtaining this empowerment, or some never even knew about this Dharma practice. And some who would hear it from one ear and let it out from another ear, in the right ear and out the left ear. But beings with affinity, upon hearing this great Dharma practice, would immediately rush to obtain the empowerment, to receive the empowerment. Perhaps some, upon hearing this great Dharma practice of Mahamayuri, they never had the opportunity to receive the empowerment, maybe in the next life. It's hard to say. So I've invited True Buddha Foundation to compile the procedure for the Mahamayuri practice, like Master Lian Ning and all the great spiritual friends together compile it, and then we would make it public and everyone can start the practice. So his altar, so Mahamayuri also has his altar, and the Rainbow Temple has printed this altar that Mahamayuri at the center, and above here the seven Buddhas. This is Vairocana, this is Amitabha, this is Maitreya. Here are the solitary hearers, here are the Pratyeka Buddhas, and here are all the heavenly beings, and then the 28 planets, and the nine years and 12 gongs. So this is the simplest form of the Mahamayuri altar that was prepared by the Rainbow Temple. And the more complex one is now at Master Lian Ning. He listed all the solitary hearers that according to the Buddha, the solitary hearers were the four great Buddha's disciples. But we discussed that inside the mandala, that Rahula, Buddha Sakyamuni's son, Ananda, and then Sariputra, and Maha Maulyana. So those were the solitary hearers. So he listed the names. So we discussed whether we should use Mahakashyapa, because he was also one of the great disciples of the Buddha. But Buddha Sakyamuni had 10 great disciples. And in the past, the mandala used Rahula. He was the son of the Buddha Sakyamuni. And some people suggested to use Mahakashyapa. So whether you want to use 4 or 5, it's up to you. It depends on your own affinity, that's fine. So if that's completed, that would be great. And you can regard him as your personal deity, Yidam, or your Dharma protector. And in the future, in this practice, you don't need to ask Grandmaster, who's my Yidam and who's my protector? It's the same deity, right? So that's a good thing. I feel that the fact that we have affinity to be together here, this is through the power of this Buddha's fruit, the red Buddha's fruit. after practicing the power of the Buddha's fruit of Mahamayuri, in the future you can deliver many sentient beings, that many of these beings would become your friends. That's how it is. So if you have attainment in this practice, say attainment in the practice of the Buddha's fruit, then in the future you would have a lot of fans. Once you have a lot of fans, then naturally then whatever you want you would have. Because it's a strange thing that you're no big deal, but this is the power of the Buddha's fruit, then would let you become a president. Because now the election, all the democratic countries elect their president through elections. But if you don't embody the power of this Buddha's fruit, then nobody would elect you. But if you do, then naturally people would elect you. You would become a city mayor or count or ministers, prime minister, or even presidents. That's a kind of power of this Buddha's fruit. In the least, that as a man you would be able to marry a beautiful woman, or as a woman you would marry a handsome man. So in the least that would happen. And the greatest power of this Buddha's fruit is the affinity of the sentient beings with the sentient beings. So only the Buddha's fruit would generate such power, so I hope you treasure this Dhamma practice. So talking about this complete affinity, or this Buddha's fruit affinity, is that in the future would you have many wives? Or the woman would ask, would I be married to many husbands? So equality, right, between all. So someone wrote this joke. There's this man that said, why is the law state that one man can only have one wife? And the other man said, he's married, so he said, so you must be a single man asking this question, because the laws are protecting the man. Think about it. Why is this law actually protecting the man? Because you're already scared to death marrying one woman. How many do you want to marry? How many do you dare to marry? One is enough to scare you to death. So the law is protecting the man, not the woman. I'm talking about this affinity, and I feel that in this world, the fact that we can be together, that means we have great affinity. Those without the affinity, it doesn't matter how much I say, they would still leave. And our affinities, grandmaster's affinities and your affinities, not forever. Why? Because yesterday you have listened to the Dharma, that the affinity in this human world is just like an illusion, bubbles, shadows, like a dream. that time flies just like the dew or electricity. So, like the couplets that Master Lian Jie mentioned at the cemetery, that today is thus, or today is this way, in the future it's this way, and it's equal, same, same. So the affinity is that way, we have to treasure it. We never know when we would be sick, and when nobody knows when grandmasters would leave the world. Someone wrote that a priest prayed for a sick person, so the sick person is gravely ill, and the priest asks the patient, what would you want to say to God? And the sick person could not say anything, and his face showed a lot of suffering. He could not even say a word. And the priest pushed and said, maybe you can write it down. So the old sick man wrote using the pen and wrote a few words quickly. And then he died immediately, right after writing it. And what was written was, priest, damn you, priest, your foot is stepping on my oxygen tube. damn you, priest, that your feet is stepping on my oxygen tube, so he cannot breathe. He could not breathe. Actually, the time when you would die, it's predestined. Look at my own gurus, several of my gurus. Simu and I took refuge in this master of Mahayana Buddhism. What was his name? The old monk Le Guo. We took refuge together. My Dharma name is Dao Yan. And this is called Dao Hua. And in Taiwanese, it's called Dao Hui. Dao Hui in Taiwanese. That's amazing. And when we took refuge, Fo Qing was already born. She was still young. And Fo Qi was still in the womb. He was not born yet, and the guru passed away. And I also took refuge in the Reverend Dao An of the Mahayana Buddhism. And during his bath, he slipped and passed away. And the Taoist master Ying Xun lived the longest. He started to get sick in his 20s, but everything is predestined, so he lived the longest until 100. So with sickness, he lives until 100. So my three gurus of the Mahayana Buddhism have all passed away. And my gurus in Tantric Buddhism, Master Liao Ming, the Honorable Monk Liao Ming, he's gone. And the 16th Dharmakinkamapa, he's also passed away. And Master Sakya Zenkong, after returning to Tibet, also have passed away. And Master Thubten Tarchi, after I came out from my retreat, after meeting him, the last time, 3 days after that, he also left the world. So all the gurus whom I took refuge in, both in Mahayana and Tantric Buddhism, have all left the world, including Pu Guang Master. And then next, who would be gone? That would be Grandmaster. Looking at others leaving the world, that your heart is like the fire. It's not that we are looking down upon them, but look at ourselves. So don't presume that Grandmaster will not leave. That's the erroneous views. That's the wrong view, incorrect view. I would definitely leave, not only I, but you too. That's why it's all equal between all. So I'm prepared anytime. Grandmaster is prepared anytime. Anytime. It doesn't matter. I would leave with smile on my face. But if I have to suffer, then there's nothing else I could do. But I wouldn't suffer. So it really is predestined when to pass away. But you can change that by practicing Mahamayuri Dharma practice. Look, the gurus have all gone. Now the disciple would go. And one day the disciple would go too. And then the sons of the disciples would also go. So no matter what kind of affinity, we need to treasure them. It doesn't matter what kind of illusion, you still have to treasure it. So one day, those who wants to receive empowerment, you may not be able to. Maybe the next life. I just said that taking refuge in the old monk Le Guo, my Dharma name is Tao Yan and Simu is Tao Hui, or Tao Hua in Mandarin. There's this joke about names. Someone wrote this to me. And when the teacher was distributing the homework to calling names, Ling Xiao Hua, Ling Xiao Ma, so return the homework to the students, and one of them is called Wang Tu Pi, which literally means the yellow stomach. And none of the students knew, because it's called the like yellow belly. Nobody claimed that one. And then all the other homeworks have been distributed, and there's only one left. And then one of the students raised his hand and said, I don't get my homework back. So aren't you the yellow belly? No, I'm not. Oh, I'm called the yellow moon disc, kind of. Oh, because this is in Chinese characters, you know, the radicals sort of should go to the middle character, but instead it goes to the last character. So this is only understood by Chinese speakings, but not by the non-Chinese speakers. So this is a joke about the Chinese characters. So when we read people's names, so like for example we call President Ma and President Bian, but if you combine them then it becomes President Liar. because that's what it means in the Chinese characters, but you cannot say that. So, a Simu's Dharma name is Dao Hua, which means flower, but in Taiwanese, it becomes how do you say that in English? Oh, binkered. So it becomes actually it's soy milk. No, it's not that too.
是有一点加上石膏一点，这个，so the
soft bean curd, you know, that use like a nigari, you know, but the soy milk is liquid, so this is this play of words. It's a joke about play of words. So when I introduce myself, I'm Tao Yan and she's Tao Hui, which could mean something like a, yeah, it's like a bean curd, yeah. Like it's not tofu, but it's a soft, a very soft kind of curd. So talking about affinity, Lian Ming, not Lian, Master Lian Ming, I'm talking about age. So if you want to say it's old, it's not old. But we also have passed the middle age. But we haven't reached the old age yet. But do you know when you would leave the world? You would go? Maybe with a slip and a fall, or with a disaster, or with an earthquake, you would die. Or when you're driving, or when you're riding in a car, or when you're riding on a boat, on a plane, at the moment it could happen. So with an illness, maybe it's fast, you would go. But as a spiritual cultivator, you're not scared to leave the world. As cultivators, we are awaiting death at any time. Especially when you cultivate and you know that you would go to the pure lands, then you can live happily or with joy. Without cultivation, and you have created a lot of negative karma, and you know, and if you know that you have grave karma, then you should cultivate the best you can. And to tame your mind to become radiant, and to be very righteous, very right, that your behavior and conduct is very proper, and your speech will not violate all the speech precepts, so that you purify your body, speech, and mind. Don't be jealous or envious. Don't be jealous. Don't harm others. Don't hate others. You need to understand how to transform your body, speech, and mind to become pure. And this way, only this way, you are a bodhisattva or you're a cultivator. You give others happiness. Don't give others suffering. And do your best in rejoicing for others and doing good. And you can let go yourself and everything about you to help others. To deliver others. So the troubles that I mentioned yesterday, actually, greed or desire, anger or hatred, ignorance, pride or suspicions, they are all troubles and worries. erroneous or erroneous views, wrong views, improper views, deviant views, everything that's not the right view is considered the erroneous views. You should let go of them. This way, at the time of death, your heart would be clear and radiant, and it would match with the radiance. And naturally, you would rise to the pure land. But if your mind is not pure and contaminated, then you would be reborn in the six rebirth realms. That's a simple concept. So as a spiritual cultivator, we have affinity, and we should cultivate the best we can in this human life. Om Mani Padme Hum.